Dear friends, here is the psalmist praying, crying to God. He is admitting of the need of the church, the Lord's people. He speaks about the fact that there was a time that they had sinned against God grievously, and God has been favorable to them, that He has brought them out of captivity. They have been brought back, the captivity of Jacob. They had sins to be forgiven of, and God had forgiven them. So he's rehearsing these things. He's rehearsing the fact that God had shown wrath to them. He has turned, he says, himself from the fierceness of his anger. How is that possible? With Christian eyes, we can now say it's through Christ this is possible. But then the psalmist goes on to say, wilt thou not revive us again? He puts it in the negative. Isn't it right, Lord, for thee to work in us to revive us again? You see, he's admitting to the fact that things aren't perfect with them. Things need to be revived. There was a life there, but now they need more life. There has been maybe some lukewarmness, backslidings, things that needs to be changed. And he says, I can't fix it. We can't do it. And he puts himself, he's not pointing his finger at other people, and he includes himself in the midst of the Lord's people and says, revive us. I need it. Thy people need it. These people around me need it. And we can pray the same thing, dear friend. He says this, and this should be our prayer, our desire. He says, I will hear what God the Lord will speak. He says, I will do this. He's made up his mind. There is a volitional thing. There is things of his mind. He says, that is my attitude right now. I am going to listen. I'm going to listen to God, what he will say. Not what others would say, but I'm going to examine and hear the word of God and take it to my own heart. And then he goes on to say, what are the things he will speak? What will be the result of the things that he will speak? Peace, he says. Righteousness. Truth. Salvation. And through Jesus Christ, all of these things have come together. They've kissed each other. Dear friends, may this be true. He says there is a time that truth will spring out of the earth. What is this talking about? It's talking about the truth of God that comes through his people. God's people are going to be spring out of the ground, as it were. There will be people who will be demonstrating the truth, preaching the truth. There'll be a time, dear friends, and it is happening right now from every nation and tongue. It's not saying the whole world will be Christianized, but from the earth, the word of God will be preached. The truth will be heard. So, dear friends, if you're a Christian, this is part of your life. To be declaring the truth. You've been brought out of this earth, and God uses his people for the truth to spring out of them. So what an encouragement this is. The Lord uses these people who need reviving. The Lord uses these people who have sinned against God. The Lord forgives them. The Lord gives them life again and again and again. And he makes them to be truth-sayers, declaring the truth. Not falsehood, but the truth of the scriptures. May the Lord use us in this way. And may we know his blessing then. Amen.